On the line now is Councillor Mary Howard of Fine Gael, who is Deputy Mayor of Clare. Councillor Howard, well, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. You heard that account from Cathal Crowe of what transpired at that meeting. The Minister is saying very clearly that this contract will remain in place. They're pressing ahead with getting the fire certificate for the hotel building proper, and it will be used to accommodate an international protection applicants. Now, given that and given the protests we've seen, where do you see this being resolved?
Well, a resolution has to be found, and like Cathal, like what he said there, currently we have 4,000, I suppose, refugees, for want of a better word, here in County Clare. They're very welcome. Our communities have been amazing. We were the first county in Ennis, indeed, the first town way back in apartheid to take in non-nationals. So it's not that this is not anything to do with racism. It's just the whole site is inappropriate. It's not the correct place. And I suppose to give you a picture of Magowna, it's out a country road. You come off the main road. You drive up the best part of a kilometre. There's one-off housing on your way up along. There's about four or five houses on the way up. This whole townland is about 15 houses. Mm. And you have this beautiful little country hotel located there that's been closed since 2019. And now you have 30 approximately men in there. These are young, single men. They're healthy young men. But there is nothing there. There isn't a street light. There isn't a footpath. There is nothing there and for them to do. And the residents, I was there again this morning, the local residents told me that actually the lodges that they're in are only two bedrooms, that the kitchen equipment and furniture and the sitting room kitchen and furniture has been removed and beds put in. So you have 10 to 12 grown men living in these small bungalows.
Well, I mean, I think it is accepted that it's far from ideal. I think even the minister concedes that. But it's far better than being in a tent on the side of the street somewhere, isn't it?
Listen, you know, everybody needs a place to stay. But I just think they have no problem. The whole community, the next, I suppose, inches into village, it's a townland. But the village, the nearest village to them, Kilmaley, had Ukrainians there last year. Was totally embraced by the village. The community in Inch had hoped that they would have Ukrainian families going into Magowna House. That didn't happen. So they're very welcoming. It's just people feel very, very vulnerable.
But is there a distinction being made here, Councillor Howard? You've referred to these applicants, these asylum seekers, as men, made the point that many of them are young men as far as you can see. There's been a warm welcome for Ukrainian refugees, for the most part, women and children. Is it a case of women and children from Ukraine are welcome, men from other parts of the world aren't?
Well, I think if you put yourself into their shoes, to be honest with you, you know, we're elected to represent the people. And if they phone us and say, listen, I feel frightened and very vulnerable in my home, out in this area, as I said, it's out in the middle of the country, some people's mobiles that don't get great service. So I had a lady told me last night who said to me that she had to go and try and see about getting a landline in so she could get a personal alarm.
But you why would people?
Woman is a widow. Why is she having this conversation?
Why would they be? Why would they be frightened? What reason have they to be concerned?
And well, another lady said to me, if it was 30 or 60 Irishmen, they would feel the exact same vulnerability. It's the fact that it is men in this small space in these cramped conditions with absolutely no. There's no community centre even to meet them. Mm. Whereas if you look at Listunvarna in the past or in Ennis-Dyman, the community were just amazing. They went in with the Syrian people and with the Ukrainians and all the different ethnic groups that have come to County Clare. We have over 4,000 people here that weren't born and reared here in Clare. We're very welcoming. It's just an inappropriate site. The location is not appropriate.
The Taoiseach, Councillor Howard, your own party leader, Leo Varadkar, has been saying that people can't exercise a veto over who moves into or who lives in their area. Do you accept that?
I understand where he's coming from, but I think you need to visit the site, and I hope that the minister Minister O'Gorman will go up when he goes to meet the residents. As I said, there's only 14, 15 houses in this townland. It's a finite amount of people, and they feel very, very vulnerable.
Councillor Mary,
I want to clarify too. A blockade sounds like something from the Wild West. It's not. It's a couple of bollards, and they're letting people in and out.
Okay, Councillor Mary Howard. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's the Deputy Mayor of Clare, Mary Howard of Fine Gael, speaking to us there.